The sun is barely up, and we're already wide awake. The morning dew is still thick on the grass, and we're anxiously pacing around like little kids on the first day of school. Today, we get to play golf. Today, we're not accountants or construction workers, managers or bond traders. Today, we're just lovers of the game. Today, we get to laugh with our friends, test the direction of the cool breeze, and experience a dozen amazing moments that will never show up in a scorecard. Today, we get to play and chase a little white ball up, down, and around some of the most memorable and breathtaking holes we'll ever find. Today, we get to turn off the world, at least for a little while. And with world-class resorts and more than 800 courses, there's no waiting on the first tee of pure Michigan. Your golf trip begins at Michigan.org.
The PGA Tour presents the fusion of golf, music, sports, and entertainment. Golf Talk America. Streaming live on PGATour.com. Follow us today and every day on Twitter at Golf Talk America. Now, the Golf Talk America crew.
And what a crew it is, everybody. Welcome in. Frank Bassett joining you live. We're in Benton Harbor, Michigan, as guests of the state of Michigan. Pure Michigan, their tagline is that your trip begins at Michigan.org. Great week last week on the PGA Tour Champions. Jimenez, congratulations. What a great win for him. All those guys are rolling into here from the region's tradition last week into the KitchenAid Senior PGA Championship, the 2018 edition. We're at the inn at Harbor Shores, overlooking the bay out here, overlooking, I guess it's Benton Harbor down the road, St. Joseph area. It's absolutely gorgeous here. I have not been to this part of Michigan in my life, and it is just incredible. A little gray, a little overcast today. Played golf yesterday. We'll be bringing up a special guest who's the head pro of where we played yesterday, and we'll tease that. We won't tell you, but it was misting and raining, and everybody said, just hang loose until about 4. So 4 o'clock came, the sun came out, and we were out on the course and had a fabulous time yesterday with my good friend from the French Lick Resort, who's joining me this week on our trek through Michigan, if we make it this week, Mr. Brendan Sweeney.
Hey, buddy. Good morning, Frank.
What's up, pal? How are you?
I absolutely love southwestern Michigan. This I grew up cool. In Chicago, up right across the lake from here. This was like a vacation.
Well, hey, let's tell everybody. Now, we flew in yesterday. You flew in from Orlando. I flew in from Nashville.
Yes, sir.
We met at baggage claim. At
the Midway Airport.
At the Midway Airport. And then you took me on a tour of the Midway Airport because you had forgotten where National Car Rental was.
They changed the rental car pickup place.
I've got the Club Glove train going with all my bags. Different brand than Club Glove. You hear that, Club Glove? But I'm going all through the airport with 5 bags, radio equipment, clothes, golf clubs. We finally get to the rental car.
How many pairs of shoes have you packed in that bag?
I think I've got 6 this week.
Imelda.
Well, you know, I can't help it. Imelda Marcos.
There we go.
You're referring to the Philippines.
Yeah, so we did a trek on the south side of Chicago.
But we pull out of the airport, and you said, have you eaten? I said, no, not a bit. Okay, so Brendan tells me we're going to go to?
Portillo's.
Portillo's, which is a famous
Chicago establishment.
And we pull in. It was right outside of the airport.
That's right on Harlem Avenue, probably about 10 blocks away.
And he tells me to get the?
Italian beef dipped with sweet peppers.
Yeah.
Fries.
And a vanilla milkshake.
Yep.
Okay.
I had the same exact thing you had.
Yes, you did.
Except for the vanilla milkshake.
Yeah, it must have been the vanilla milkshake. Because when we got here, of course, we played golf, and everybody was making fun of me because I was indisposed for every other hole.
This is your show. You could do whatever you want.
I was in the back. Anyway, we won't go there, but it was really good.
Oh, I love
it
that place.
It was great.
Yeah, then we actually, from Midway Airport to get to Benton Harbor, St. Joe Benton Harbor is probably about an hour and 15-minute drive. Easy, smooth drive, all
perfect.
Highway driving.
Yeah.
You know, a little rain came in. But
about 90, 100 several times?
No, it was a rental car. It's governored out at about 76 miles an hour.
National Car Rental, Brendan Sweeney. Check it out. That car's destroyed. No, but we had a good time. We got here. The inn at Harbor Shores is absolutely beautiful. It's overlooking the golf course for the KitchenAid Senior PGA Championship, as well as the harbor. Is your room on the harbor?
No, I'm overlooking the golf course.
I'm overlooking the golf course, too, which is good. I'd rather see that than the harbor.
So the first time I was here, and we'll bring this up with Jeff Knoll later on today, Koki Adoki, who won the KitchenAid Senior PGA Championship at Bellerive back in 2013.
Louis.
Yes. Koki Adoki from Japan came in. Nobody knew who he was, and he had a 5 birdie charge at the end. So they're scrambling around trying to find a Japanese interpreter.
Yeah.
So the following year, they're building this very hotel, the Inn at Benton Harbor, and they take Kokiadoki up to the rooftop, 8 stories above, and he's, 5'4", 114 pounds. He's like a jockey.
A little bit of guy.
And they have Julius Mason had this wonderful idea.
Julius Mason from PGA of America.
From the PGA of America.
Right.
Have Kokiadoki hit a golf ball over the parking lot, over the road, over the train tracks to the fifth green.
Through the Impala window that was turned down on the left side.
But the wind was blowing about 40 miles an hour.
But he hit it all the way. How far was that shot?
It was, I think, 240.
Oh, that's my 7-iron.
But the wind was blowing about 40 miles an hour, so he's up there on top of the roof. And they're like, all right, Koki, time to go. Camera's rolling. He's like, no. And he's shaking. I got to find a picture of it. It was absolutely hilarious.
He didn't want to do it.
No, but he did it. He was a trooper. But, this is all fun about the way that KitchenAid handles everything, the way they approach the whole golf industry is they have a good time doing it.
Well, they're here.
This is KitchenAid.
The drive up, we came around the bottom of Lake Michigan, which is really cool. I'm looking out the right window, and I said, look, there's a lake. He said, well, that would be Lake Michigan.
Well, that was on the way back from Lake Michigan Hills.
Yeah. All right, from the golf course.
Yes.
That's right. Okay. All right, so we had fun. Pardon me, you're going to have to
help
me out today because I'm a little under the weather. I've been traveling a lot from the Players' Championship prior to that, on and on and on and on. And I caught a cold or allergies or whatever it was.
I'll tell you, you're doing well.
Yeah.
But anyways, so KitchenAid had the vision of using golf and using this area as a economic growth.
Yeah.
To an economic stimulus package. And we'll have Jeff Knoll from KitchenAid talk about that later on today.
Well, and we'll talk about how they dredged this harbor out here, too.
This was an industrial waste site.
Yeah.
And now it's
beautiful.
Awesome.
It's beautiful. They have chairs. What are those chairs called? Adirondack chairs?
Yes, yeah, Adirondack chairs.
That are all out around the bay, and you just sit out there and watch the sunset.
And massive boats. They're yachts.
Yeah, that's my boat's out here.
A couple 60-footers, 80-footers out there.
Did you see the boat that says Destined to be Franks? You didn't see that one out there?
No. Huh. So your third wife will get that one. I'm kidding.
Kickstart. Yeah, that's not funny.
I'm kidding.
That's not funny. I love Pam.
Absolutely. We all love Pam.
Anyway, we are so pleased to be on this road trip for Pure Michigan. And thank you, Brendan Sweeney, the French Lick Resort, and Kevin Frisch, PR. For
Charlie Olson.
And Charlie Olson, who we played golf with yesterday. He's a stick.
Absolutely.
He's a stick. I mean, it sounded different when he hit the ball than when we hit it.
From Bowling Green. The University of Bowling Green.
Oh, really? Bowling Green. Right down the road from Kenny Perryville. Or up the road from Kenny Perryville.
No, it's up by Toledo, Ohio, if anybody's really paying attention.
Oh, Bowling Green University.
Not Bowling Green,
I thought
Kentucky.
Bowling Green, Kentucky.
In your book?
Well, I didn't know.
It's a metropolis compared to you.
Well, Nashville's a megapolis. Come on, man.
Absolutely.
Anyway, no, Pure Michigan, the state of Michigan, is actually ranked the 12th best golf destination in the world, 8th best in the United States. So that's pretty doggone impressive when you look at, you think Florida, you think Texas, you think the Carolinas.
I'll take
Myrtle
Indiana.
Beach. Indiana, but that's a different resort, French Lick Resort. But it's won tons of awards, and we'll get into all that with some of our guests. What's today and tomorrow going to bring for us, Brendan?
Well, we're looking at little rain, mid-50s. It should be good. The rain's blowing through. I was watching the weather this morning from Chicago.
You sent out the weather dog?
Absolutely. The weather dog was out there. Charlie the weather dog was on top of the roof.
We sent out the weather dog, and if it doesn't come back, it's windy.
And then after today, it's going to clear up. It's going to be in the mid-70s throughout the championship.
Up to 80 at the end of the week.
Yeah, so if you guys are planning coming over to Benton Harbor St. Joe from Chicago, there's a couple of different ways to get here. You could take the Metro train from downtown Chicago. It'll take you here about an hour and a half. Or you can just jump in the car, shoot on over. So tickets are for sale. KitchenAid has a lot of things going on. They have a lot of interactive sites. Cooking is all over the golf course. They have cooking stations set up at different places. They have celebrity chefs are coming in. And
easy for you to say.
It is.
Celebrity chefs.
Celebrity chefs.
So you went over this morning to
pick up
all our credentials.
Yes.
And so anybody in there? What's going on?
No, I saw our good friend Deb O'Connor from KitchenAid. She'll be on the show tomorrow. Julius Mason from the PGA of America.
Did you get some parting gifts, like a couple of mixers?
Yes, actually, they did hand us a little media swag ice cream scooper.
A KitchenAid? What color is it?
It's red.
It's red?
That's the color of my pants are.
The pants are red. You're wearing, the French Lick Resort shirt. You also have a Folds of Honor, and we'll need to speak to that later in the show.
Yes.
We are very tied. Golf Talk America is very tied to Folds of Honor. We're really proud to have that relationship with them and Caddy for a Cure.
And especially for Memorial Day weekend that's coming up.
Absolutely. It's going to be a lot of fun.
Freedom is not free, and we are reminded of that every day.
No, it isn't. So we're going to have some folks coming up. Who's up first?
We have Millicent Huminsky.
Huminsky. Millicent is?
The director of tourism for Southwest Michigan.
So Millicent has connections. She can get us on courses.
Yes, we can.
We love Millicent. Is Millicent here yet? There's Millicent.
Yeah, there she is here.
I'll tell you what. Let's take a quick break. We'll get a headset put on Millicent, and we'll start this trek through pure Michigan. You're listening to Golf Talk America on PGA Tour Radio and PGAtour.com. Don't go anywhere, everybody. We'll be right back. There's that music. You know what that music means? That music means we may be back from break. We're here in Harbor Shores, Benton Harbor, at Harbor Shores. I apologize.
Easy for you to say.
A little under the weather, but I'm making it. We're working hard to struggle through. A little allergy attack here, but it has nothing to do with Michigan. Everything to do with Nashville, Tennessee. Nashville, the Indians called the Valley of Death when the Indians live there. Seriously, because the pollen is so bad, and I've brought some of it with me to Benton Harbor. Joining us now is from Pure Michigan, and your trip begins at Michigan.org, by the way, is Millicent Huminsky. She's the executive director of the Southwestern Michigan Tourism Council, and welcome.
Thank you.
So you've been out running around. You're volunteering all week.
I am.
Wow. So the executive director is working as a volunteer.
Yes.
How good on you.
Absolutely.
That's fabulous.
7 days in a row, 13 hours a day. I love every minute of it.
It couldn't be better. The golf course looks beautiful, by the way. Just saw it briefly as we came in. But the Southwestern Michigan Tourism Council, tell Brendan and I a little bit about the history of that council and what actually the impact of this Senior PGA Championship has had on the Benton Harbor St. Joseph area.
Okay, the Tourist Council was formed in 1981. We're the local convention and visitors bureau, and so we spend all of our time, money, and energy to bring people here to spend their vacation time.
And I grew up in Chicago, so for years and years and years, we used to come around the bend, go up to St. Joe's, and then pretty much the world stopped right at St. Joe's, right at the river. What has the impact been of the KitchenAid Senior PGA Championship and KitchenAid making such an impact, economic impact, to the Benton Harbor area?
Absolutely. You know, it's happened in phases. It started with the golf course, brought the championship here, Senior PGA Championship, KitchenAid Senior PGA Championship, title sponsor starting at the close of the tournament in 2016, has had a huge economic impact on the area. I mean, we've gone from 10 hotels to 23, and there are two more that are going to open within a year.
Well, not only the hotels, if you look outside the windows here, now you're seeing houses. And yes, they're not like just regular houses. They're all like really nice houses.
Yeah.
Boats in the harbor. You guys.
Those aren't boats.
Ships.
Yachts. Boats.
Those are yachts.
Boats
the one
go
that
on,
says destined to be Franks. That's my
boats
yacht
go on
there.
Boats go on yachts, right?
Boats are dinghies there compared to what we see out here.
But I mean, from dredging the harbor to dredging all this land across the street where the golf course is. You've seen it all. You've been doing this for 33 years. What was it like back in the late 80s?
Very different. Very different. Even in downtown St. Joe, like half the storefronts were empty. It's evolved. Tourism in this area, manufacturing, tourism, and agriculture are the top three industries in the state of Michigan, and we have all three of them here.
So let me ask you this now, and not to be negative, but what was the downturn in this part of Michigan?
Manufacturing.
Manufacturing.
Yeah,
what type of manufacturing?
Mostly automobile manufacturing.
Okay, gotcha.
And so when there was a downturn in the 70s and shops started, you know, Benton Harbor in particular was pretty much all just manufacturing. So there was not another thing to fall back on at the time. But, you know, thank God for Whirlpool and their world headquarters here in Benton Harbor, Michigan.
They've really made an impact, not only to the Benton Harbor St. Joe's areas, but bringing up the youth. I've participated in the Boys and Girls Club golf outing they have. And it's not just your normal golf outing. This is a massive undertaking. They have like close to 700 golfers playing in that with buses and everything. They utilize all the different golf courses around the area. But that's another way of using golf as a economic boost to raise money for the Boys and Girls Club as well.
Absolutely.
Great. So what are we doing this week? You're on the executive committee. You have a busy schedule. This is the KitchenAid Senior PGA Championship. And this is sort of like what you love to do.
It is what I love to do. One of the most exciting things is the community showcase. Everyone that enters and exits the tournament has to come through the showcase. And it is gives them a flavor of the area. I mean, we've got beautiful photos of things that they can do to get them to come back here and vacation when there's not a tournament going on.
Got it. So you're going to sample of the local flair?
Yes. We'll be doing free beer and wine tastings.
Okay.
Tuesday
Show's
through
over.
Sunday.
Let's go.
From noon to 7 every day. Another new exciting thing is the Maker's Trail 19th hole.
Got
which
it.
Which is serving local beer, wine, and spirits.
Now, the Maker's Trail is pretty cool. I was taking a look at that. And
this
it's not only just a couple. There's dozens of local home brews, wines, and spirits where you have a designated driver.
Well,
and you go from point A to point B.
Dog. Oh, really?
A lot of them are dog-friendly, so you can bring your dog with you.
Well, I always bring Bogey the Wonder Dog everywhere
Absolutely.
I go,
yeah.
Even to his resort.
Yep. We've gone from 2006 to 2016, we went from 8 to 22 wineries, 0 to 13 breweries, and 0 to 3 spirit makers.
Wow.
And we just proofed the second edition of our Maker's Trail map, and now we've got 40 locations in Berrien County alone.
How well, cool is that?
We were driving in yesterday, and I was noticing, I said, well, that's a winery. That's a vineyard over there. I mean, those are...
21-21, yeah.
Yeah, 21-21.
On the way to Gooch's Golf Course.
12-12 or 21-21, something like that.
Yep. Yeah.
But I did not know that Michigan produced so much wine.
Well, Berrien County, where you're at right now, also is the largest grower of grapes in the state of Michigan.
I see. I did not realize that.
Yeah.
Wow. I've never been here. This is my first trip to this part of. I've been to Detroit and Ann Arbor, just flying in and out on business meetings over the years, and this is a surprise.
Your journey to Michigan starts with the first step in Southwest Michigan.
Well, you've landed in paradise. So if this is your first journey, you've got the right location.
This is pretty cool. We're going to be here the next few days, and then we're heading up to Traverse City. Did I say that correctly?
Yep.
Okay.
TC.
We're calling it TC as the locals do. And I've not seen that area either. My understanding is that's a great area to go to, too.
It's absolutely fabulous.
This is a great
trip. So what should we be doing in St. Joe Benton Harbor this week besides enjoying the golf?
I was going to say, you should be out on that golf course.
Well,
I should be playing.
I think the PGA of America would have.
I'm old enough to play in that.
Actually, so am I.
We're just not good enough.
There's nothing wrong with being a spectator.
That's right. Exactly. We're going to be joined by Fred Funk tomorrow, and Rocco Mediate are going to come over and jump on headsets with us. So that'll be fun.
But what should we be doing? What can we do in downtown St. Joe?
Downtown St. Joe, you could go to the Silver Beach Carousel. You could go to the Krazzle Art Center.
No, wait.
This
the carousel. I want to hear about the carousel.
Is it one of the oldest continuous running carousels in the United States?
It's a reproduction of the original that was at the Silver Beach Amusement Park.
Silver Beach.
Yes.
Okay, and that was on Lake Michigan.
Yes. Right across.
Okay. Yep, and there's the Whirlpool Compass Fountain splash pad.
Yep.
Down there is a really cool train station.
The pizza joint.
Is there train service out of Benton Harbor?
Absolutely. Amtrak Pier Marquette route.
Where does that go to?
It runs from Chicago to Grand Rapids and then does the reverse from Grand Rapids back
to
Chicago.
See, I love trains. I'm just a little boy when it comes to trains.
Well, there's a special Amtrak is stopping at the tournament this year to bring folks in from Chicago.
Any idea how much it cost to jump on?
I don't.
About $25.
It's not
bad. That's not much.
Yeah. Well, you spend that much in gas and parking.
Right.
But parking is free at the kitchen.
But you can get on the train, and you can sample some local wines probably and some beers and just get here for the tournament.
There you go.
The golf course, I have to tell you, and just coming from the Players' Championship, which you know, that's the headquarters of the PGA Tour, my boss, and that course was in unbelievable condition. It was absolutely gorgeous. Walking out here yesterday and looking at it and then seeing it today, this golf course looks every bit as incredibly meticulously manicured as the Players' Championship
course. It's beautiful.
TPC Sawgrass.
It's beautiful.
It is.
I saw Mark Chechkot this morning from the PGA of America, and he does all the tournament setup. And he was driving his golf cart, and I literally pulled right in front of him because the golf course snakes in between the neighborhood. There's four different pods to this golf course. It was built on different industrial sites.
Right.
And the eight, nine, which is on the lake, right across from over the bridge right here. That's on a city park, correct?
Yes, Gene Clark Park.
It's on the Gene Clark Park, and it's on a huge sand dune. It's pretty cool. Then you have to go across the street to...
Well, you have a tunnel, right? You go under...
Well, you go underneath, though.
Underneath,
yeah. Yeah, and it have people movers moving people around, so it's a very large, spread-out golf course. But when you're on it, it's very intimate. It's a fun golf course to play.
You've played this course.
I've played it four or five times, yes.
I've never played it.
Well, you've never been to Southwest Michigan.
I'm coming
now
back.
Now you have a reason to come back.
I'm definitely coming back to do that. So, Millicent, tell us, and before we get out of here, tell us a little bit more about the things to do in St. Joe. Just something that you might
St. Joe Benton Harbor.
St. Joe Benton Harbor.
St. Joe Benton Harbor. There's a Benton Harbor Arts District, which has a real cool, eclectic vibe. Mason Jar Cafe is a farm-to-table restaurant. Total organic.
Really. What about music here?
Music. They're going to have a couple of concerts. One Thursday night for the community that will be in City Center Park, downtown Benton Harbor. And then at the close of play on Saturday, there'll be two groups that are playing right on the grounds for anyone.
Do you know who's playing? Morris Day and the Time.
No kidding. Are you serious?
Yeah, right here.
I know Morris.
And the Whispers.
Morris is playing?
Yeah. Actually, Michael Connor.
We might need to come back.
That's the Thursday night concert. See, you need to stay.
It's Thursday night. Oh, my gosh. We have to be. I know Morris.
Yeah.
I mean, I know Morris personally.
Hallelujah.
He's a wild man.
Oh, absolutely.
He puts on a great show, too.
Well, they all do. They all do. Last year, the OJs were here.
Yes.
The OJs.
Yes. They bring them in. It's neat. Well, and it's a great way for people to tie in the community. You know, you have music. KitchenAid has a great fan experience. Totally interactive with the cooking and with the home brews. And you tie in music with that, and you have a perfect weekend here at Southwest Michigan.
Well, you as well as I have a lot of KitchenAid products.
Well, I, yes.
Yes, you
host the Senior PGA Championship.
I paid full price for mine, thank you.
It's before I knew you.
No, you knew me. You just didn't hook me up. Well. No, it's okay. No, KitchenAid makes great products, and I've destroyed my whole kitchen with that mixer. Well, I flipped the thing back while it was still spinning, and it's just,
there's safety guards on that, Frank.
Yeah, well, I did it real very quickly.
Pam here's, an, here's another pick.
All over the cabinets.
Don't run with scissors either.
Dad told me that one time. He said, don't point them at your chest when you run. Millicent Humensky is the executive director of the Southwestern Michigan Tourism Council, and we appreciate you joining us so much today on Golf Talk America.
What is the best way for people to get a hold of you or check out the site?
Go to swmichigan.org.
And if we're flying in, what's the best way to get here by air? Midway Airport, Southwest?
South Bend would be closest.
Yeah.
South Bend.
Actually, you know what would be great? Come up here for a Notre Dame game. Or
stay here and then take the train? Can you take the train?
You can from Chicago.
No, to South Bend. South Bend's 30 minutes down the road.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That'd be fun.
Tie in golf. You tie in stay.
Okay.
Tie in
real quick before we let her go, there was a team in Mississippi that I'm very close to that played Notre Dame when Notre Dame was number one in the nation. And they came to Jackson, Mississippi in 1977. Don't make any fun about my age, okay?
Era Parsegian
was the coach. He came to Ole Miss, and Ole Miss beat Notre Dame 10-7. Era Parsegian, in his post-game interview, said, I will not come back to the state of Mississippi. I will not talk about the state of Mississippi, nor will I allow an aircraft that I'm in to fly over the state of Mississippi. He was a little torn up about Notre Dame getting beat. But that was then we lost the rest of the season.
That's
my Notre Dame story. That's the only one I have.
So, Frank, when you're in southwestern Michigan, I think you have to become a Notre Dame fan.
You do?
Yes.
Well, Lou Holtz was there.
Sure was.
I knew you were going to do it. We set it up. Millicent.
Thank you so much for your time.
Thank you very much.
And thank you for your hospitality.
Yeah,
this is great.
This is great.
And I was telling Frank the story before. Were you here when they built this hotel?
Yes.
When they had Koki Adoki up on the roof?
Yes.
What was that like? I was here for it.
I was terrified for him.
Yeah, he's
a little bitty guy. The wind was blowing like crazy.
No.
He didn't want to do it, huh?
No. The only words he knew in English was no. So, who knows? But he did make the shot.
He shot
a ball across the.
He did.
He made the green?
Yeah. Yeah. He's
really?
A tough guy.
Wow. Well, I couldn't have done it.
Great. Millicent, thank you for your time. Have a wonderful championship week, and we look forward to coming back.
Fantastic. We look forward to having you.
Thank you.
Can't wait. Okay, everybody, Millicent Humensky, the Executive Director of Southwestern Michigan Tourism Council. When we come back, we'll have some more folks and a little bit more fun here with Brendan Sweeney, my good friend. And, don't go anywhere. You're listening to Golf Talk America on PGA Tour Radio. Appropriate music for where we are? I don't think so. We're in Michigan. We're here for the KitchenAid Senior PGA Championship in Benton Harbor. We're at the Inn at Harbor Shores. We played golf yesterday at Lake Michigan Hills Golf Course as a guest of the head golf professional there, Wayne Yamaguchi, who joins us right now on the air.
Better known as Gooch.
Gooch.
Well, thanks for having me here.
Oh, man, thanks for having us yesterday. It was a blast. And you told me. I said, it's really raining hard. Maybe we'll skip golf. And he said, no, it's going to quit. And the sun came out, it warmed up, and it was just perfect.
And the Super Doppler, he's pushing through. He goes, looked at it all the time. It was absolutely amazing.
And then Charlie Olson's playing with this. Do you know about this kid? This kid's a stick. He can pound the ball.
I didn't get a chance to get out there and watch you guys at all.
We had a lot of fun.
It was great. Soggy, and it drained really quick.
But it's drained quickly. You said it's sandy base, basically. Oh. You got some silt and sand.
Silt, sand, but drainage all heads downhill, so it helps a lot.
Well, we had a blast. Thank you so much for hosting us yesterday.
That was
what,
my
what a
pleasure.
Great golf course.
Oh, it's just one of the hidden gems around. It's a classic. It's we'll be on our 50th anniversary next year.
Wow.
So built in 1969, started out as the Benton Harbor Elks Golf and Country Club.
The Elks Club.
Uh-oh. The Elks Club could be trouble. there you go. No. Well, number one's beautiful, though. Number one, the water, it's from an elevated tee, a little bit of a dog leg.
Oh, just a great hole there to start out at. And the view is what gets people to our place.
It is.
That is just a magnificent place just to sit and just kind of hang out and have a cold one while you're looking over the fairway.
Well, that was what's so great about your golf course. When the rain was coming through, we had a couple of cold ones.
I was a little under the weather, so I didn't have any adult beverages yesterday.
Well, maybe those.
Which is why I'm probably not as good on the air today.
The pH level is down. Well, tell us about Lake Michigan Hills. I mean, celebrating your 50th year coming up next year. Summer is finally trying to get through the clouds here. What are your weekends like? How can people come and play your track? Let's hear it all.
Well, tell you a little bit about Lake Michigan Hills. It's got a great history going back 50 years, but as you know, the Western Amateur was always held at Point of Woods. They did a run for about 38 years.
Yeah.
And it served as a qualifying site.
Yeah, you're about 2 miles away from Point of Woods, right?
Yeah, car won't even get warmed up by the time you get over into their parking lot from our place. Just
sure.
Right across the expressway and you're there.
Which is 94, right?
Yep.
So if I have a group of buddies that are coming over from Chicago or Detroit or Indianapolis or wherever, what's the best way to just go to Lake Michigan Hills? Do you have packages out there?
We don't necessarily do packages, but for a course of the caliber, it's reasonably priced because we want to keep it playable and fair for the locals too. So our peak rate at the highest we're at $65, which
perfect.
Jeez. Unbelievable.
For our area, it's quite a bargain.
For any place, that's a bargain.
It's a killer track.
The golf course is every bit as good as courses I've paid $300 and $400 to play. I will tell you. It was incredible.
Great staff, by the way. The girls took care of us. They're really sweet.
I got a great, very fortunate to kind of cycle through a lot of great kids on their way to college and bigger and better things. I can't imagine why they don't want to stay there forever.
That's why there's PGA professionals.
Oh, that's why we have to be there. So it makes it a lot of fun, but great way to get a hold of us is lakemichiganhills.com, or they can also try 1-800-BIRDIES.
Perfect. Now, how'd you get involved with Lake Michigan Hills?
Well, it's a strange story, but I was working out at a place called the Brassy in Chesterton, Indiana. And
we passed it on the way here.
Yep. And just happened to be in a poker game where a guy said we needed a pro. And so one phone call later and about three interviews,
I ended up here.
There's
definitely no gambling. That was after golf.
It was matchsticks, right? Matchstick poker.
No. Absolutely. Yeah.
So you were in a poker game, and somebody mentioned that they need a golf pro.
They needed a golf pro, and we started talking. And so he gets on his phone and makes a phone call and sets up an interview for me right then. It was during the winter, so just made a trip up here. And
how long ago was this?
This is going back 10 years ago.
10 years ago.
Wow.
Now, we've crossed paths in the past.
Yeah.
Doing various different golf shows, Tinley Park, whatnot, and Chicago Golf Show, and Novi, and whatnot. But it's absolutely amazing the caliber of golf that Michigan has to offer, but more specifically, Southwest Michigan. Lake Michigan, we're on the most western part of the eastern shore of Lake Michigan. So you have perfect sunsets. California.
Incredible sunsets. And speaking of California, I'm originally from L.A.,
got it.
And so this is like being on the West Coast, except the beach is 10 minutes away. I can find parking. I don't have to fight traffic.
Now, how does a guy from L.A. get to Chesterton, Indiana?
That was one of the stories. Went to the Golf Academy back in the early 90s, and then started looking for jobs out in the Midwest. So I kind of bounced around, came to Indiana, and ended up here in Michigan. I'm pretty much here to stay for a while.
And you're a player's pro. I mean, we were leaving yesterday. You're beating balls at the range. You're the only guy out there.
I was just hitting a few out there. Just at about that time in the evening, you got to get the heartbeat going again so you can get through the rest of the night sometimes.
Now, you have you had a cool group of regulars that were hanging out there yesterday. You got to have some good ribbon stories. Those guys were having a pretty good time.
Oh, they're just your average regular guys and out there to have fun. They great supporters of the club.
Oh, sure.
You know, interesting story. Last year we had a lightning storm kind of blow out the power for a minute. And one of the guys said they actually drove back to Stevensville, which is about 15 minutes away, picked up a generator and brought it back. And kind of like Murphy's Law, by the time they bring the generator, they get it set up.
Hits.
We get it fired up and the power goes back on.
But I'm scared the beer would get warm. But that's too funny.
Yeah, we cannot have warm beer there.
No doubt. Now, how does the impact of the KitchenAid Senior PGA Championship affect your golf course? You get a lot of extra play guys coming up, for example, like us.
Well, think about this. Being from French Lick, you've seen transformation there, and we've seen a lot of similar transformation here. Because when I got to Benton Harbor, there was nothing located on Main Street. And this was pretty much just undeveloped land.
And now, this you're talking about the Inner Harbor Shores,
the Inner Harbor Shores, and you have the Renaissance Athletic Center right down the street.
The Boys and Girls Club.
And even up and down the road, you have a brand-new brewery in the area in the North Pier.
We ate at North Shore last night.
Okay, and the North Shore is revamped, so... And all those homes right along that area did not exist before.
And now they're, I've been here 10 years ago,
and the transformation is amazing. And probably in French Lick.
It's amazing.
I think, 20 years ago, I toured the West Baden, which was abandoned.
And you had to pay $10 to get in.
Yeah, it was only 10. Yeah, it was 10 bucks, and you got to walk around.
Well, it was a National Historic Society. West Baden was a shelled-out dome. And they would charge $10 to the Historic Society for people to walk through it. But now you come down here, we'll get you in there for free.
You'll get me in there for free?
Yes.
What is the cost a night there?
Give or take, about $250-ish.
$250-ish?
Yeah.
That's reasonable.
Chump change.
Yeah. But we have packages.
For guys like you, radio stars.
You call me
chump? I don't know about that.
I definitely have the looks for it, that's for sure.
For radio?
Absolutely.
Hey, absolutely.
I did make sure I combed my hair today.
But he has a hat on. I combed mine. It's stiff. I had to put that stuff in it. I forgot to get a haircut.
Unbelievable.
We're talking to Wayne Yamaguchi. He's the head golf professional at Lake Michigan Hills Golf Course, where we played yesterday. Probably we'll go back today and take in the back nine if we get some time. We have to go to the media center and do some...
Gotcha.
Do some stuff. And so what do you think? I want your opinion on back-to-back majors for PGA Tour Champions players. So you've just had the Regents Tradition, which Jimenez just won. Stricker's right in there. Joe Durant made a run. Now, this week, the KitchenAid Senior PGA Championship here at Benton Harbor, back-to-back majors. How does that weigh on players?
That's a pretty interesting perspective from being somebody who's never even thought about playing the tour like me.
But you're a head golf professional, and you deal with these guys. You see these guys around. You know the players. So
we see some of them, but what's kind of exciting is I'm from the generation where I grew up watching these guys, that they were the guys that we're going to watch.
Yeah.
And now you look at it, there's a whole new crop coming out, but kind of exciting to see Jimenez come in because he's quite the celebrity.
He is.
He gathers quite the crowds.
Well, just his pre-shot routine and his workout on the range garners a lot of attention. But he's also a wine connoisseur, so he's going to be right at home up here.
Oh, he's going to love it up here. You know, wine and cigars, he'll do fine up here.
It's Michigan cigars. You got to love them.
Yeah. One of our guys, Charlie Olson, who is with Kevin Frisch's group, came in, bought some new shoes yesterday, went out and slopped around in his brand-new shoes in the rain. So he spent some money in your pro shop.
Oh, absolutely. We had a great conversation, too, because he's from Traverse City, and you guys are heading up there. But
now, I'm sorry to interrupt Gooch, but how do you say that again?
Traverse City.
He's from the South.
I am from the South, and don't make fun of it. Say Mississippi.
Mississippi.
That's not how you say it, Mississippi.
Say Traverse City.
Traverse City.
We'll get you there.
Traverse. See, I got it.
The TC.
It's TC. I'm sorry to interrupt. But go ahead.
I imagine in the South it's got three or four syllables it instead
does.
Of
we,
two.
We add syllables, and after three beers, there's several more syllable moveables. So there you go.
All right, this week, you got any horses that you like to look at here? Obviously, Bernhard Langer and Colin Montgomery. They got to be the top runners.
Yeah, you got to like the way Jimenez is hitting it right now, and Steve Stricker's always consistent.
Were you here when Mr. Nicholas made that putt on 10 back in the day with Johnny Miller? And
I wasn't out at the event, but I do remember it, and that thing went viral, and it was just about on every Facebook page you could find.
So just to let you guys know, they had a media day right when they first opened up Harbor Shores Golf Club. So they had Jack Nicklaus, Johnny Miller, Arnold Palmer, and Gary Player. Tom Watson were all playing in a match. And on the 10th hole, it's this massive green, huge hill going up it. And Miller hit the ball short, and he was hanging over the putt. And he's like, this is stupid. No one can make this putt. And Jack said, hold on a second. And he walked back down, 110-foot, hit it, goes
knocked
in.
It in.
Place goes crazy.
You're kidding.
And the bar we were at last night, North Shore.
You mean restaurant. Restaurant
bar.
Yeah, okay.
They had this huge mural of the putt, and the artist was actually there. And
last night?
Yeah, and in the crowd, all going around, he put all the faces of all the prominent people from town and the people who helped build the community back up. It's really cool. If you get a chance, when you come to Benton Harbor, St. Joe, go over to North Shore and check out the mural. It's pretty neat.
That's pretty neat. I'm sorry I wasn't there last night.
I'm sorry you were there, too. But we had a great time without you.
I'm sure.
For a chance.
I'm sure you did, boys. I'm sure you did.
Great. So, Gooch, if we're coming up to Southwest Michigan, going to come to the tournament this weekend, give me a couple things. What should we do besides playing golf like Michigan Hills?
Well, you got to. It sounds like you're. How can I say? Just say you like an adult beverage or two. So there's quite a few activities around. You just go to downtown St. Joe. You got a few wineries, a few breweries.
Now, is that
right
what we see
mix?
Right there out the windows? Yep. That's downtown St. Joe?
That's downtown St. Joe.
That's
okay. right across the harbor.
Was it Silver Beach Hotel right across from there?
That's the Silver Beach Hotel. There's a boulevard on the other side.
Rybels, great joint.
Rybels is a great joint. He's an avid golfer. I think he's chomping at the bit this week because he's a member at Harbor Shores, so he can't get his golf fix in. So
he can come to your place.
He'll probably end up at our place this week.
Perfect.
His bartender is one of our members, so I told him make sure he gets over.
Perfect.
It's kind of nice to have your own bartender.
That's pretty sweet.
Yeah, pretty sweet. Wayne Yamaguchi, Gooch, head golf professional, Lake Michigan Hills Golf. As we were leaving yesterday,
Big
by
E's
the way.
In the house.
Uh-oh, Big E. As we were leaving yesterday, Gooch was out on his own range with a 9-iron, hitting some shots. He saw us driving out, and he walked over, stopped and walked over. That's how nice the people are up here. Just interrupted his practice to say hi as we were leaving and say, leave my golf course, never come back.
No, sorry. We'll be there this afternoon. Perfect.
It was great. I got to tell you, though, your course, honestly, those greens, we had just massive rain yesterday.
Yep.
And then we're out there right after it stops. The sun comes out. After about what, Charlie? Five holes? Those greens started drying out, and I started blowing the ball past the hole. Of course, you only missed it. Well, whatever. We'll talk to you in a minute about sculling the ball across the green.
Great.
Almost killing somebody.
Gooch, have a great championship week. Thank you so much for your hospitality.
Oh, it's a pleasure. This is going to be a great week for us. We'll probably be real busy just because of this event, and it's great for the community, too.
All right. Well, thank you it much is. For your time.
My
Wayne
pleasure.
Yamaguchi, head golf professional, Lake Michigan Hills Golf Course. When we come back, we'll have Charlie Olson with us. He's with the, or he's associated with Pure Michigan, and Pure Michigan's tagline is, you go get your notes up. What are you doing? Come on, man. Pure Michigan, we're so happy that you have us here this week, and we're thrilled.
I'm sorry, my mic was off there.
Was your mic off?
Yes.
Oh, is that what it was? Okay.
Yes. Go to puremichigan.org. The journey begins.
The journey begins.
Puremichigan.org.
Your trip. Anyway, you're listening to Golf Talk America on PGA Tour Radio. We will be right back. Don't go anywhere. We're back live. Frank Massett joining you with Brendan Sweeney. We are in Michigan. This is the KitchenAid Senior PGA Championship Week, and we are in Benton Harbor, Harbor Shores Inn. And, wow, the excitement's starting to grow around here. Everybody's getting here. The big party's here tonight at the Anet Harbor Shores.
We have players walking through the lobby. Tom Lehman just walked through.
Yeah, Tom. Did Tom just walk through? I didn't see. Okay.
Yeah, so he saw you, and he bolted. There he is right there.
Oh, Tom Lehman's here. Okay, well, good. Anyway, we're live this week. Pure Michigan is our host, the state of Michigan, and we're touring a lot of resorts, just having a lot of fun and promoting the KitchenAid Senior PGA Championship, I should say. I get that turned around because they put KitchenAid at the front instead of presented by KitchenAid.
When you had it at French Lick. Presented by KitchenAid, now it's KitchenAid Senior PGA Championship.
They just do that to mess with radio people, don't they?
That's easy. You're like a cat in like a little piece of yarn in front of you. Wow.
There you go. Anyway, we're having a great time. A lot of the guys are getting here from Birmingham. Actually, it wasn't Birmingham, but what's the name of the little city?
Hoover,
Alabama.
Banking capital of the world.
So from the Greystone Country Club, which was a great place. Jimenez won that thing, and in great fashion. Steve Stricker will be showing up, and so
Joe Durant, Gene Sowers.
Yeah, Steve Joe Durant Stricker. Made a run. Joe came back, but Jimenez was a little too tough for everybody. He was spot on all week. Anyway, we've had a great show so far, everybody. At least we think so. We hope you do. Millicent Huminsky has joined us. She was the executive director of the Southwestern Michigan Tourist Council. Wayne Yamaguchi, Gooch, our host.
Lake Michigan Hills.
Gooch was great. Gooch was great, man. He's such a cool dude, isn't he? He's a cool dude. But we've got somebody else on the line right now joining us, and that would be Mr. John Scott. He's the owner of the Gull Lake View Resort. It's near Kalamazoo, and we'll let him tell you. John, thank you for joining us.
Yeah, thanks. I really appreciate the opportunity this morning.
It's great to have you. You're joining us via phone. You couldn't be here in the hotel with us. You're missing it. The mimosas are here and the Bloody Marys, and you're getting ready for the party. We wish you could join us, but thank you for allowing us to interrupt your day. John, tell us a little bit about Gull Lake View Resort.
Sure. We were talking just a little earlier. Gull Lake View was actually founded in like 62 by my grandfather, who built 9 holes of golf. From there, we just kept building golf courses, and now we run 6 golf courses. 4.5 of them we've built ourselves. We have 67 rental units that we rent out to people who come here and play golf. We have 2 restaurants. We have 2 neighborhoods that we've developed around the golf courses. So cool. It's grown from just a little 9-hole golf course into a fairly big golf resort operation.
That's amazing. So you have lodging, you have as much golf as you could possibly play. Where are you drawing people from?
Oh, well, so we're in a really nice geographical area here in between Kalamazoo and Battle Creek. We're halfway in between Detroit and Chicago.
Got it.
So we've always had a really good Detroit following, but we get a lot of people out of Chicago. We get people from Indiana. As far as Indianapolis, even farther, we get people from, you know, Ohio, from Columbus. We even get people from St. Louis and Atlanta. And so, you know, our big draw is really Chicago, Detroit, Indianapolis, Columbus, but we get people from a lot farther away as well.
Oh, that's amazing. So you have 5 courses out there. Tell us a little bit about the latest one you just brought up. Is it Stoughton Bray?
Yeah, Stoughton Bray. This course, we worked with Tom Doak's group, Renaissance Design, to design it. And Tom was busy doing another golf course, so his shapers actually worked to design the course and build it with us. So
would that happen to be the one down in Rio? No,
no, that was actually the one up in Forest Dunes, the loop course up in Forest Dunes. So Eric Iverson and Brian Schneider were the primary guys who worked on the course, but then Don Plasek and Brian Slonick are 2 of his other shapers, and they worked with us to design and build the course. So they did the routing, and they built all the greens, and they built the sand traps, and then we did most of the other work building, you know, doing the gross dirt work and putting in the irrigation and putting in the drainage. We have built 4 of our other courses, so we've got a pretty deep background in golf construction.
So So John, it was a former apple orchard, correct?
That's correct, right? And they've taken all the apples out, so the course has 5 trees on it. It's very Lynx-like. It's up on top of this big bluff. So from the ridge on the edge of the bluff, you can see 8 miles in the distance. So the views are tremendous.
Cool.
The course has a really unique sort of setting and geometry. This time of year, the grass isn't very tall, so you can see all the bumps and humps and geometry on the ground. But you know, 5 weeks from now, the grass will grow up a little more. And really, every 3 weeks, the course changes. So the character of the course changes as you move throughout the year.
We're joined by Gull Lakeview Golf Club and Resort, the head man, the big kahuna, Mr. John Scott. John, there's something else that I was reading about that I want you to speak to, and that's the Blue Stem Restaurant. One of my favorite things, of course, is the culinary side of golf, and golf is a lifestyle, as we all know. Tell us about that. You have a great executive chef there.
Yeah, it's so the great thing about this piece of property is just the ambiance and the view. It is a special place. I mean, you've been to other golf courses probably, where you just look out and you just are absorbed by the ambiance, by the setting, by the place, right? And this is one of those spots. You just stand on the edge of this bluff and you look out at this view that's like 270 degrees and you just go, wow, right?
Cool.
And so in looking at that and trying to really set a place and draw more people in and give more people the opportunity to see this, you know, not just golfers, but what about the other people who don't play golf? We put a restaurant right on the edge of this bluff, and it's been really successful. It's got a big patio on it, so you can sit outside and enjoy the view. The food's really good, and it's just an extension of what we've always done here. You know, trying to create that experience for the people who are coming, and try to expand that experience maybe to the non-golfers, so that we have more people who can come up and enjoy what we're doing.
So how did you come up with the name of the restaurant?
So my wife actually came up with that name. Blue Stem is a type of the native grass that grows out on the property that we built the golf course on. When they took the apples out, they planted back in with this great native grassland. And there's a couple different species of grass out there that are native, and one of them is called Blue Stem. So we named the court or the restaurant after the grass that's growing out there as sort of a tribute to trying to keep that natural theme, because there's a certain quality about this space that is very natural. And, you know, we wanted to try to blend that through the environment, right? So the name just sort of naturally followed.
Well, I tell you what, I'm looking at your website right now, and you got some killer golf packages going on there. One day or one night, 2 day package starting at $130.
No way.
Yeah, no way. It's and you know, these are great golf courses too. So I just think the value is about as good as you can get. But you know, again, I'm a little biased. But well, really, I think
I really like the city that's listed in the press release. It's called Augusta, Michigan.
Yeah,
Augusta, Michigan.
Augusta is a little town, but right next to it is Kalamazoo. And I tell you what, you just cannot beat Kalamazoo for beer. If you like beer, there are more microbreweries in Kalamazoo than almost anywhere.
You thought Budweiser was the king of beers. Brendan Sweeney is the king of beer drinkers.
Yeah, yeah.
Don't let my figure fool you.
You go downtown Kalamazoo and you can hit, you can hit 8 microbreweries in one night, along with restaurants. It's got a great downtown. So we have this great sort of get out and get away from it thing at the golf course, but 10 minutes away is Kalamazoo, and you've got everything you want there. You've got entertainment, you've got restaurants, you've got breweries, microbreweries, you've got just great bars. So it's a great opportunity to sort of be able to do whatever you want to do.
Well, I think we need to make a road trip, Brendan.
Well, how far are you from Benton Harbor?
We are 45 minutes from Benton Harbor. You get on 94 and you just go east, right? And you're there before you know it.
Well, we may have to hit you up. If this rain dries up, we may have to hit you up for a little twilight round at the new golf course there.
You know, I would be happy to do that for you guys.
Well, thanks, John.
That would be a lot of fun.
Appreciate it.
So I'm going to go back to the food for a minute, because you know me. I love food. Your executive chef.
He's pushing for a free meal and golf.
Yeah.
Renee Hogue, right? Renee Hogue.
Yep, and Renee started out as executive chef. She's since moved on, but we have kept the spirit of her food there. And, you know, this was a move forward for us. We moved from what was just sort of serviceable food to food that had a distinct sort of quality to it. And I think that's been a good move for us. I think, you know, the people that are coming in are looking for that experience. And it's not just the ambiance. It's not just the view. It's also like, man, the food's really good, too. So we've been really fortunate to be able to carry that forward and still offer that.
Well, John, I have to tell you, this is my first time in this area in my life. And I've lived a lot of years and never been up here. I've been to Detroit and Ann Arbor over my years, just in and out type trips, 2 day, 3 day, but never playing golf in the state of Michigan. Pure Michigan and the whole well, the whole theme of Pure Michigan. You guys have it going on up here. I mean, this is really, the prices are incredible.
Let's go.
The food is incredible. You want to go over there today?
Well, we'll just go set up in the media center. We'll jump in the car. It gets dark at like 9 o'clock here.
I know.
Yeah. You got lots of daylight here, right?
I'm going to stop by CVS, and get some cold medicine. I've caught a little bit of a cold or something here, but that's
That means I got to sit in the car with you.
Allergies, yeah. I think it's allergy season here in Michigan.
It is. It's that way in Nashville, Tennessee.
We need need some vitamin V.
I've been steering clear of all that stuff. I want to get well and feel better.
Well, your body's not adapt to it.
Now, John, are you going to be over here, or are you going to have a chance to come over for some of the KitchenAid Senior PGA Championship?
I'm not sure if I will this time, right? I've been over there quite a few times, and, we always go over and try to look at what's going on around us to make sure that we're keeping up and that we're still staying relevant. And, of course, that golf course over there was a great development and has been really, really good for Benton Harbor and has brought, a lot of opportunities for people to live there and to be able to recreate there. So, I'm pretty familiar with the place, but I'm not sure if I'll get over there this time. This is a pretty busy time for us, and so sometimes you got to stay in mind the store.
Well, you never know. You may get a surprise visit. We may roll in.
Yeah, we'd be happy to have you, right? I think you'd find the golf course to be pretty enlightening. It's different, and it's really cool.
Love it. Well, thanks, John. We really appreciate your time. You have yourself a great day, and we thank you once again for joining us on Golf Talk America.
Gentlemen, it has been my pleasure.
John, thank you so much. We'll see you soon, best of luck to you.
Right. John, what's the website?
Yeah, the website is
www.gulllakeview.com.
It's gulllakeview.com.
Perfect.
Yep, you got it.
There you go.
Best in golf, my friend.
Thanks so much.
Thanks. You guys have a great day.
See you, man.
Yep.
John Scott, cool dude. He has some
family. If this clears up, I say we do the road trip.
It's a little soupy out there right now, but it's supposed to clear up.
It's
and be 45
beautiful. Minutes away from here.
Well, I don't care. Let's go.
We have a rental car.
We have a rental car. Do we have a full tank? We got a full tank of gas. We're on a mission.
Quit smoking so we can't take a half.
I don't smoke. Never smoke.
Absolutely. So who knows?
So I don't know. You know, some guy just walked up and grabbed a headset. You know, I mean, some guy who's
fine, young, strapping young man.
Strapping. He hits the ball of 320 yards.
I remember
every time
when
he
I was 27
it.
Years old.
I don't. It's did too far ago.
I was living at 300.
It took a couple times. 7 iron.
Yeah, 7 iron. Driver.
Hey,
off the deck.
Charlie Olson. Up with you pretty close.
Charlie, what's going on, buddy?
It's great. Great to be here.
Hey, thank you for having us. And Kevin Frisch PR, you're with the PR company that brought us up here. And
absolutely.
Showing us around the Pure Michigan Tour, which we're doing this week.
Yeah, it's a great place to be. I can't believe that you've only been to Detroit and Ann Arbor.
That's
There's
it.
There's
so
it. Much more to see in Michigan.
Oh, yeah.
So.
Oh, this is not Michigan. This is heaven, man.
This is heaven on earth.
It is. It's incredible. I hear that we're going to have some good food up in TV.
TC.
I can't even get that right. I don't feel good.
It's good. But I tell you, you have a long history of golf for your young age of 27 years old.
Yeah.
Tell us a little bit about your background. Your family has been involved with Michigan golf for a long time.
Yeah, so I was born and raised in Traverse City, or just outside, in Sutton's Bay.
And the locals call it TC.
Locals call it TC there, Frank.
Not TV.
But, so my dad's been a golf pro in northern Michigan for almost 30 years now. He started off as the head pro at Traverse City Country Club for almost 10 years. And now he's the head pro and GM up at Owashkamo Golf Club.
Owashkamo.
Now, that's an Indian name, right?
Yes. Okay. Do you know what that means?
No, it's Irish.
I do not.
It means
it's Irish.
It's Ojibwe for walk a crooked trail. There was a chief that lived across the road from Owashkamo. It was built in 1898, right? So it's the oldest continuously played golf course in the state of Michigan. And the chief saw the golfers from walking across the fairway like this. And in Ojibwe, it means walk a crooked trail, because he couldn't understand why the golfers were going from this way to this way to this way. So that's how
good.
Yeah, that's how Owashkamo got its name.
This way meant left, right, like Army golf. Yeah.
Exactly.
Well, we played yesterday at the Lake Michigan Hills, right?
Yep.
You hit the ball really well, really solid. I mean, it sounds different when you hit it.
Well, thanks. So I played at Bowling Green for 4 years.
You did?
Which was a fun experience.
Now, where is Bowling Green?
It's in Ohio.
Okay.
It's about 10 to 15 miles
not
southwest.
Not Kentucky.
Yeah. No, not Kentucky.
Sorry, I'm, you know.
Home of the Corvette Museum.
Well, that's Kentucky.
Oh, yeah, that's right.
Yeah.
Home of the sinkhole. that ate a bunch of Corvettes, by the way. But Bowling Green is in Ohio.
It's in Ohio, about 20 minutes southwest of Toledo.
So you went on a golf ride there, right?
I did, yeah. I had a golf scholarship to go to Bowling Green. We got to travel all across the country, play fabulous golf courses against some pretty good competition. So.
Anybody you play against joining on the pros now?
I was lucky enough to get a chance to play against Luke Guthrie.
University of Illinois?
Illinois.
Champion,
yep.
Of exactly. The Big Ten Championship, which was hosted at the
did
French
he win,
Lake Resort.
Did he win the Big Ten Championship?
2012, yeah. He beat Chase Wright.
Yeah.
On the 17th hole of the Pete Dye Golf Course.
So sorry to bring this up, Luke, but I actually saw Luke Guthrie make a 9 playing behind me. That was quite that was quite an event. But
His brother Zach was the assistant coach.
On a 4 or 5?
On a 4.
On a 4.
On a 4.
A 9 on a 4.
Yeah.
Been there, done that.
Yeah. Brendan, tell our listeners about how you score on the golf course.
At the Pete Dye Golf Course, it's lost balls compared to par. So if I shot a 94, I lost 9 balls and 4 pars.
Yeah, perfect.
And that's
shot
a
105. That was a good day.
Oh, God. That's fun stuff. Hey, Pure Michigan, your trip begins at Michigan.org. Thank you, Pure Michigan, for having us. Guys, thank everybody for this trip. This is some fun stuff.
Now, Charlie, if for first-timer for Frank being in Michigan, I've never been really north of Benton Harbor. There's a heck of a lot more up there. What are we looking forward to the next couple of days on our journey up to Traverse City?
I think you're going to be in
TC.
TC. I think you're going to be in for a treat, Frank. It's a pretty spectacular place. So if you guys are going to go straight up north right along the coast here.
31?
Yep, right on 31. Yeah. You're going to truck up about 4.5 hours from here straight to TC.
We're stopping in Luddington. We're going to have lunch in Luddington. We've got to see the Badger come in at least.
I'm not going anywhere and eat lunch with you again.
Yeah, that's true.
You absolutely decimated my life yesterday.
You put the gun to your own head.
Mr. Kohler, they brought in 2 extras. It tore me up. Good gracious. My tummy was hurt.
Okay, so out of the 650 golf courses we played, we've played 1.
Sorry.
And Charlie, there's some great places up
there. Yeah, no, some spectacular places up there. You have all the resorts. You have Treetops Resort, which is a spectacular place in Gaylord, Michigan. You have
Rick Smith.
Rick Smith designs there. They have 5 courses on property. You have Grand Traverse Resort, which you guys are going to be staying at this
where Hebert used to be.
That's supposed to be absolutely gorgeous.
There's 3 courses there. There's a player, the Wolverine. The Bear, which is obviously
Nicholas course.
There's a Nicholas course there.
Hard course.
It's a beast.
Yep.
And then you got Spruce Run there as well, which is the oldest course.
And what's across the street?
Lochinhith.
Right.
Lochinhith, which is, you're going to have Kevin on, I think, Kevin O'Brien, tomorrow, or not tomorrow.
Number
Thursday.
7 in the state of Michigan,
Thursday,
places
yeah.
you
yes.
can play.
It's a great place, and that's right on the bay.
I've heard of that course, yeah.
It's right on East Bay there in Traverse City. You guys are in for a treat. There's Boyne Resorts, Crystal Mountain. They're all within about an hour and a half. Arcadia Bluffs is right there. Forest Dunes is only an hour and a half away.
Take me up to UP. What do we got up there?
UP is great. And that's like the lost
UP is the Upper Peninsula.
Upper Peninsula, right. For those that don't know, which people really don't know. You take the Mackinac Bridge that connects the lower and the upper peninsulas of Michigan, the longest suspension bridge in the Western Hemisphere.
Got to do that.
5 miles over the water. Lake Michigan on your left, Lake Huron on your right. Mackinac Island right over there as well. It's spectacular.
I want to see all this. I want to sightsee. I mean, I want to play golf, but I want to sightsee,
too. So if
you
start in Detroit and you go up to the farthest point in the Upper Peninsula, Houghton Hancock, you're looking at about 11 and a half to 12 hours of driving.
Ooh, that's like Florida.
To get from one end to the other. We have over 3,000 miles of coastline in Michigan. That's the second most in the United States. Any guesses on the first?
Florida.
No.
Nope. Nope. Nope.
Hawaii?
Nope. 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 Nope.
Alaska.
Yep.
Wow.
Alaska.
I knew that.
That's a state?
That's a state. Who
That's
knew?
That's a state of mind.
Yeah. You can see Alaska. Russia from here.
Who knew?
Easy. We're not political here.
Well, neither is she anymore.
Sarah. Okay. Hey, we're having a great time here. We're getting geared up for the KitchenAid Senior PGA Championship, the 2018 edition. Golf Talk America is live at the Inn at Harbor Shores, right here in the middle of the restaurant and bar. And everybody's back there. Hey, everybody, say hi. Hey, everybody's working, getting ready. The players are starting to come in. It's a little overcast. It's going to blow through.
It's a nor'easter.
I don't think that's a nor'easter. The trees aren't blowing. But
no, we don't get those.
We're thrilled to be here.
Southwest Michigan is Southwest Ireland right now.
Yeah, it looks like it outside.
Yeah, it's
and
great.
We are here as guests of Pure Michigan this week. We're promoting Michigan Golf. as well as KitchenAid.
And that's
as
where
well
your journey begins.
Your journey begins.
At Michigan.org.
Your trip begins at Michigan.
I'm going to turn it into a journey.
Well, but their tagline says your trip begins at Michigan.org.
Both work.
I think their marketing people want us to say your trip begins at Michigan.
Well, Tim Allen says your journey. Your golf journey begins.
Anyway, it's a lot of fun, and we've had a lot of fun today. Any parting thoughts, anybody, before we get out of here?
We got Big E.
Big E's here. Big E's over the chair.
He's all good.
Yeah. So
fine local buddy.
Let's go over to the media center.
Jerry Kelly walking on the elevator.
What, Jerry Kelly? No. Hey, Jerry Kelly. How are you, buddy?
Welcome
to Michigan.
Go Badgers.
Go Badgers. Yeah.
You're a hater, don't you know?
Anyway, so we're going to get out of here. We're going to go play some golf today and have some fun. It's good to be here. My first time in this part of Michigan, and we'll have a report tomorrow live from the media center as to what the rest of today brings. Brendan Sweeney, it's always a pleasure, pal, to have you.
I'm looking forward to a wonderful day. Hopefully the stuff dries up. We get to tee it up. If not, we're going to experience Benton Harbor, St. Joe, the way it should be, via a taxi cab.
So, buddy, thank you as always.
Yeah, thank you, guys.
This is great. Yeah. A lot of fun. Let's have some fun today. Thanks, everybody, for listening. We love each and every one of you. Thank you for listening to Golf Talk America, PGATour.com/podcast. And don't go anywhere, because we'll be back tomorrow.